Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Army Ranger veteran, a Vietnam psychologist, weatherman, infiltrator, so we can know what's going on in the mind of the type of people the globalists want to put in charge over us. Absolute scum of the earth, people that want to dream of killing 25 million people. I mean, just talk about sickos on a grand scale. Caller, Lennon in Illinois, real quick, finish your statement now, and then we'll go to Bruce. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say to the audience, you know, I pretty much just like everybody else for a very long time before I started getting into my research and my work and deciding what I needed to do, I was just kind of a listener. You know, I tuned in every single day and was, you know, oh, you should listen. You know, it's the right thing to do. And, you know, you always had this inside mindset that that's just kind of what you did. And it was part of your resistance. It was your victory. But there eventually gets a time where you need to stop listening and you need to start speaking.
Well, people ask, where's the solution? That's it. I mean, you hear about this and look it up and find out it's true. You will start taking action.
Exactly. But you start taking action by really coming to terms with it. Because you can just sit back and listen to somebody talk about, oh, yeah, they want to kill 25, 30 million people. Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, those damn globalists, I hate them so much. But until you actually start sitting down and you take time away, get rid of all the television, get rid of all the radio, just take time tonight, take time tomorrow, find some free time in your schedule and actually start thinking about what is actually going on. And instead of just like everybody else out there who, when they first get their first glimpse, when you show somebody a 9/11 documentary and they're like, oh, that sounds good, but then they kind of run away. Instead of having that fear that you can't actually do something, think about that there's millions of people right now who are in that exact same position, that there are people in government right now who are in that exact
same position. That's right. There's people on the, quote, right and left that want to use crises and events to take our liberties. Good points. And you just can't let people take your liberties. Anybody that does that is trying to take control of your life. Larry, any comments on that?
Yes, there's one other thing you have to understand. I'm not making this up about Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers calls me a liar. He says that he never even knew me. I sat across the kitchen table and listened to him plan a bombing in Detroit where the number of black people that were going to be killed in the bombing were numerous. And his response to me was, well, sometimes innocent people have to die in a revolution. I understand what you're saying, and I support anything anyone has to say. What I have a problem with is when you decide to put a bomb in a restaurant or wherever and kill people that have done absolutely nothing other than live their lives. And in the name of your political beliefs, that's wrong. And I don't give a damn what anyone else says. It's wrong.
Well, it is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I mean, I think the caller's saying is that he's going to take action politically. He's not going to just sit there and listen anymore. Yeah.
I hope he does.
In fact, I agree with you when we come back, we'll talk about what you guys are doing to try to bring some of these people to justice. Bruce in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Quick question.
Yeah, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say I'm a total believer in the Tangy Tangerine. I use that stuff every day. To Larry, I want to know your take on the recent shooting in Colorado and the 2 dead, 9 wounded at the Empire State Building here recently, and also this whole entire Chicago thing where it's 19 people shot overnight. I mean,
30 shot in one night.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break. We'll come back and get his take on that on the other side. Any other questions for Larry?
Oh, no. I mean, I wanted to know what kind of groups and stuff are behind these kinds of things, and if he knew if that's what the case was.
Well, sure. I mean, let's talk about Chicago itself when we get back. We'll take a few more calls and let our guests leave us. We have another guest coming on, a journalist who were harassed as the TSA, who aren't even sworn officers, are running around groping everyone on the streets in Tampa. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're doing just a few more minutes with Larry Grafwald, Army veteran, a Vietnam Airborne Ranger, psychologist. The Weather Underground tried to recruit him. He infiltrated them and helped put some of them behind bars. We're taking a few calls. A caller was talking about if Obama staged Fast and Furious, the CBS News has now been forced to report to blame the Second Amendment. People like Larry Pratt have come out and said if they'd staged that, they'd stage anything. You know, letting nuts out, winding them up to do it, protecting them. But things like the Empire State Building shooting, that looks like it was a disgruntled employee shot one person. Then he got shot and the police shot nine others in the process. But what do you make of Chicago and the kind of mafia culture that's up there where they've had some days 30 people shot in a night, where you're in a culture where there's victim disarmament and the law-abiding citizens can't own guns?
Well, what do you expect? I mean, you know, back in the day when my grandfather and grandmother were living on a farm in Kentucky, they owned a shotgun and they owned a rifle, and you know what, they took care of themselves. I can't remember of any incidents in their lives that required them to shoot anyone, but you know what? All of the bad guys knew that if you were traveling through the countryside, that all them people in them homes were armed. Now, that makes a big difference, doesn't it? And suddenly, you're dealing with a city like Chicago and New York, where an honest citizen is unarmed. That makes an easy victim for someone who has no conscience. And is there any doubt in our minds that the bad guys are out there? And nuts, come on, our courts are protecting them. All of a sudden, when they get arrested, they have more rights than the victims do. You know, the victims' names and everything about the victims can be in the newspaper, but you can't even show the face of the perpetrator. Why is that? You know, our government has gone too far, and it's time for that to change. And so when things like what happened in Colorado and what happens in Chicago and what happens in Cincinnati, it's my town, it's where I live, it happens every night. There was a gunfight in a park a few days ago, and two guys got shot in the hand. They found two guns, but they weren't sure that there wasn't a third perpetrator. Do you understand that? Gee, we make up the excuses for them before they do, and of course the immediate liberal response is we got to have more gun control. Does that make sense? You know, if you ask the bad guys, if they're going to walk in a place and try to rob it, if they know that there's people in there that have concealed weapons permits, the answer is no. They're looking for the place where no one's armed. And, I mean, that's the world that we live in. Unarmed, the honest, and armed, the bad guys.
Now, Larry, I want to take just a few final calls here before we go to our next guest and look at what the TSA is doing. But see, you're a nice guy, so you look at this and you know, just look at it as it's being presented. But the globalists know how to put nonviolent offenders in jail and keep them there because they, you know, they're good prison labor for 25 cents an hour, driving down wages and making big profits for private prisons. But then they let out, they have actuaries where they release the violent offenders to menace the public. So we beg for a bigger police state. It's Hegelian dialectic, a problem reaction solution. The system knows this. And so that's what they're doing. The system wants to gobble up nonviolent people and people for petty things while releasing the serious criminals. And that's because we have criminals in government.
Well, I think that if you look at the quote-unquote war on drugs, you'll find a perfect example of what you're talking about. Tell me something. How much would it cost for us, the U.S. government, to go to Colombia and buy every acre of land and pay them farmers to raise corn? And all of a sudden, the cocoa leaves go away. But if you do that, you simply crush a vested interest group, don't you? Judges, prisons, prison guards, attorneys, politicians. I mean, it just goes on endlessly, doesn't it? And that's what justifies the hundreds of billions of dollars that go into the war on drugs, which, if anybody has looked recently, we're losing.
You're right. It's just the total corruption of society. Adam in Canada, you're on the air with our guest.
How you doing, Alex? Honored to talk to you, my friend.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you, Larry, as well. You two really are doing the work of a million men. Sometimes I don't know. I don't.
Well,
think
look,
you
we're just trying to survive. Let me tell you, these people take over. I mean, let me tell you, we're going to be slaves. I mean, I don't. There's nowhere to run. This is a global system. This is like Lenin or Stalin or Mao trying to take over. Okay, if they get away with this, which happens, you know, most of the time in history, you get tyrants. Listen, we're in a world of hurt, brother. So people that say, oh, we're such heroes or we're great guys, let me tell you, the reason I get upset about that, I'm not mad at you, caller, I'm not mad at you, Adam, is because people see it as heroic to speak out against a bunch of criminals. Listen, these people are dangerous, folks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and it's the truth. I have to throw that in. Go ahead, caller.
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Alex, what I want to talk to you about is being Canadian. Our gun laws up here are... It's so crazy to me compared to what is happening in the States right now. I'm comparing it to gun grabbers as opposed to gun givers up here. It's like they're promoting, you know, when you turn 18, go do the gun license and go do the hunting course. And like, It's weird, man. What is going on? Like, I just wondered if you could maybe shed some light.
Look, it's very simple. There are powerful interests in mega corporations that are monopoly people. And they've got all sorts of dependents and people in government and corporations below them that want more power. And the quickest way to do that is to mandate you buy health care, is to mandate you do this and that. And they don't want you to have the power to defend yourself. They want to make you dependent on them to protect you. So then they can nanny state you on top of it. Just like Larry said earlier, they want you to not have food, water, and guns when they collapse things. So you've got to go hat in hand. That's why they advertise, get on welfare, get on food stamps, even if you have a job. They want you dependent. It's called domestication. Great question. Larry comments on that.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that if I understood that Canada is requiring people or asking people, motivating people to become familiar with firearms and to purchase firearms, then I advocate that. That is what our founding fathers believed in. Listen, when the Second Amendment was added to the Constitution, it wasn't because we were fighting Indians or we were shooting rabbits. It was because this country had fought a war of liberation against the greatest power in the world. That was England. And we had won. And we did that because we had a civilian militia. And that's what protects us every day of every year. And that includes Canada. It includes the United States. Remember one thing. If they decide that they're going to kick your door in, the first question is going to be, does that guy have a gun? And they're going to look to see if you have a registered firearm. And if you do, they're going to, here comes the SWAT people, okay? All of a sudden, you're a lot more of a threat than you are if they believe that you're totally unarmed. And
But the good news is people are buying guns everywhere. Because people understand the rubber meets the road individually, and we don't want to end up like New York or Chicago. Larry Rathwald, thank you so much for joining us. Give people your website one more time.
Larry101st.blogspot.com. But I'm asking for donations that I can follow Mr. Ayers around and question him when he gives his speeches. And, you know, Alex, that might be something that you want to think about. Wouldn't that be a great video? Me confronting Bill Ayers, and listen, I'd love to do it if I could find somebody to set it up for me. I've tried.
Sure, people can contact you. You can track where he's going to be speaking, being worshipped by lots of little rich trust fund kids.
I know where he is. I know where he's going.
Well, we have listeners everywhere. They should contact you. And everywhere he goes, he should be confronted in public places.
Absolutely.
And not just by you. Everybody should do it.
Yes.
Because you know, he is a real piece of trash.
Yes. I thank you for having me on your show. And I appreciate everything. And God bless you and God bless America.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely second that. Larry Rathwald, there he goes. We're going to come back and delve into the nightmare TSA activities. They are very busy little beavers. The Houston Freethinkers detained by DHS at the RNC. TSA takes over bus stations in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalists. But not just that, Ron Paul. They came after him and said he might have a bomb or something. He might be a threat to Romney. Can't make this up. TSA harasses Ron Paul.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is fellow patriot Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in.
I look at you.
Derek Rose is a founding member of the Houston Free Thinkers and a partner with We Are Change Houston and host of the Resistance Radio with FreedomizerRadio.com. And he joins us here on the air from a car there in Tampa, Florida, with some of his fellow compatriots, evil freedom lovers who aren't left or right but just want freedom. And he joins us right now. Again, we'll get more into this. We're also going to get an update from what's happening with the hurricane with folks there on the ground. But we're also going to break this down after the next break. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida. Big article Kurt Nemo did. Just amazing to see what they're up to. We'll tell you about that. But here it is, the TSA now on the streets, running around, wanting to search people. So you're not getting away from people that aren't even police. I mean, the police setting up checkpoints is illegal and evil and horrible and dangerous and a threat to freedom. But now it's the TSA and going after journalists. We heard Julio, we had on up in Chicago, filmed them running checkpoints. And a week later, they ran over to him in a restaurant and got in his face and said, "You don't tape us, boy." I mean, this is North Korea if they have their way. So going to Derek. Derek, tell us what happened to you. Tell us what you're seeing there at the RNC.
Yeah, thank you for having us on, Alex. So we've been out here, me, Micah, and our cameraman, Cody, we've been out here documenting the protests, the counter-protests, the RNC, and also talking to delegates inside and just videotaping the police state. We had finished documenting some protests that were happening, so we decided to go walk around and just do a perimeter check. And we were walking through the city. We were actually miles away from the Tampa Bay Times Forum itself, where the RNC is being held. And we just happened to walk up to a Greyhound station, and we noticed a sign on the outside that said TSA screening notice. And it notified everybody that they would be going through there, that they would be searched by the TSA. So we started to film our live stream into videotape. We opened the doors, and you can see on the video we show there's four or five TSA agents and local cops as well in there waiting to search people who choose to ride the Greyhound. After that, we decided to go look around a little more because Micah noticed that a DHS, Federal Protective Service car that was parked on the block right there where the Greyhound station was, he'd stuck his hand out and took pictures of us with his phone. So we wanted to get a closer look, and we decided to go cross the street. And when we did so, we started walking on the side of the first DHS car and taking pictures of the license plate. And two more SUVs pulled up and cornered us and stopped us right there. And they immediately started demanding papers from us, asking us for identification. And
yeah, because if you're trying to aim cameras at the cops, you must be bad. They teach them this in these training videos. They teach them that journalistic activity is terrorist activity, and it's just pure intimidation, and it's having the opposite effect of what they'd wish. It's so ridiculous when I've had cops come 100 yards over to me and say, "Turn that camera off," and I'm just like, "No." And it's just, they are totally helping destroy this country when they act like this.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. And we tried to reach out to them to talk to them and let them know. I was telling them, like, "I don't agree with you. You know, we've talked to you before about we don't carry ID on us, and we exercise that right not to. They demanded papers. We told them we didn't want to give them any papers. We offered our names and our birth dates, but they said they didn't want anything from us other than identification and that they were federal officers and they could detain us for 72 hours if we didn't show them papers."
They just absolutely love the power trip as they sit there acting like you're terrorists because you want to videotape TSA down the street. Continue. But hey, you guys got TSA kicked out of Houston. They're a big rollout, so you got the power. That's what they know. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's why we were filming the TSA there, because that's a big issue for them, and we want to reach out to whoever's active in Tampa and let them know that you can get rid of the TSA and the Greyhound and the Metro and such.
Yeah, they don't want people knowing and seeing what's happening. They want to roll it out before we know, because we're seen as an enemy, and you don't want your enemy knowing what you're doing. Go ahead.
Certainly not, Alex. And so the other vehicles pulled up on us, demanded papers. We said that we did not want to give them, but as with 72 hours of detention, I gave my license, and we stated on film that we were doing it under duress, and we asked them for their identity, and they wouldn't give us their badge numbers.
Yeah, secret police. Yeah. Well, don't worry. The foreign banks will take their bank accounts, and they won't get any ID on that either. Their kids will get cancer too from the fluoride, but they don't care. Go ahead.
No, they don't care, as was evident in the video.
But listen, they're going to get what they want. These are just mindless fools of the system. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about it. I mean, they want to live in North Korea. They want to live in Mexico. And they will get what they want. Because, you know, when the protections of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution are gone, everything's gone. But right now, they're just having fun being the boss.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of Youngevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
From the Houston Free Thinkers. You know, they're evil, evil Americans. They had highway checkpoints out on the street, at the little bus stops, at the bus terminals. TSA was searching people. TSA was trying to search bags. And, you know, like evil Americans that didn't want to live in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, you know, like movies like Red Dawn, the bad guys have checkpoints and do that. They're like, hey, we don't want this. You're out of your jurisdiction. You're violating the Fourth and Tenth Amendment. Get out of here. And the city, for now, has backed off. But these evil Americans traveled to where the puppets were meeting
They're in Tampa, and I've seen other journalists just trying to film, or even citizens just out filming the hurricane at the beach, and cops come up. What are you doing filming? Again, we're going to film you. We're going to have the NSA wiretap you without warrants for your safety while we ship narcotics in, of course. But if you dare, try to film the TSA, oh, no, sir. Again, they've been told, go after journalists. Go after journalists. They're afraid of it. They know what's happening. I mean, I've got two new videos of police body slamming women, kicking men in the throat for no reason other than the fact they got into the job because they're sadist. And again, police need to kick these bad cops out. The problem is, from on top, we got a federal government that staged Oklahoma City and 9/11. We got a federal government that's illegitimate. We got a federal government that ships the narcotics in and has been caught and staged Fast and Furious. And so these arrogant guys, just they have such satisfaction. They're not scared of these guys. They know these are reporters. And they've just got satisfied looks on their faces in their black uniforms, hands in their belts. I can disappear you if I want. Why the bankers are going, we're going to devalue your dollar and gut your country, and you're drinking fluoride's going to kill you. Hey, those up above you, they agree with you. But you have no idea. You know, you're not really evil. You're just thugs. You're bullies. You're goons. You're jokes. You're nobodies. You come from a bad family. Your daddy acted like you. Your granddaddy did. You were trash. You weren't successful. We get it. You're not winners. We got your number. We know who you are. You're called tyrants. You're called suck-ups. I'm sorry. If you're not threatened by this type of activity to journalists, you want to move to North Korea. You want to move to China, communist China. You like tyranny? Get out of my country. Get out of my country. Let's go back to the evil American scum, Derek Bros and crew. So continue with what they did to you.
Yeah, so, Alex, they started demanding ID from us. As we said before, Micah gave his ID. I don't even carry ID with me. I just happen to have my birth certificate with me. And after, you know, them demanding it from us and threatening 72 hours of detainment, I relented, and we said on our live stream, you know, like Micah said, we're doing this under threats from them. So we gave them my birth certificate and Micah's ID, and while they were running our information, they were taking pictures of us and just asking questions.
Yeah, putting you in a pickup list database like they do everybody now. I think you've got two wireless devices going too close to each other. There's a buzzing. You might move your equipment apart a little bit so we can get your audio clear.
Thank you. Yeah, we got that right there. Yeah, so we started trying to talk to them. We talked to them. I told them, I respect you as human beings, but we don't respect what you're doing. You're violating our rights. You know, we're just walking around filming the fence, the perimeter fence that they had there, and they declared that it was federal property, that we were filming federal property, and we stepped onto the street off the fence, and they said that the entire state of Florida was essentially federal property.
Yeah, like Derek just said, we asked them, you know, where the property was, but it's just this parking garage that was behind us, and they said, where do you pay your taxes to? And he answers himself saying, the federal and the state government, right? And these streets, as soon as you came into Florida, you came on the federal property. And then he goes ahead, and once they finish the field interview with me, and they're telling me I can go ahead and leave, they tell me to leave the property, and I'm kind of curious, you know, where that is, that the boundary of the state of Florida. But, you know, I wasn't going to walk off and leave because we had another incident where they wanted to further violate our Fourth Amendment rights by searching Derek's bag, and I stood there and filmed that.
Listen, I want to talk to you guys further, but either your alternator running is throwing RF into the transmission, or you've got another video stream going right by your other wireless system. I saw you move something back and it went away, but whoever is doing it stuck it back in there. We'll just do this on air here. Can you guys, like, move the RF generators away from each other?
Yeah, make sure we've got everything.
Yeah, whoever did that, whatever just happened, made your transmission clear. I want to be able to hear from you. So what else is happening there in Tampa?
Well, there's as everybody's been reporting, the cops outnumber the protesters probably more than 20 to 1. I think what happened in 2008 at the RNC with Brandon Darby and the federal entrapment of protesters and the threats of anarchists and IEDs and all these different DHS threats has scared off a lot of people. The numbers just aren't here. There's really sadly to say, not a lot of people here to protest the Republican Party, and those who are here are also calling for Obama as the solution.
Well, that's right, and that's why there's no protest in North Korea, is because they arrest you and harass you if you do, and this is the intention of hiring provocateurs to throw bottles from the back so they can attack protesters in Seattle when the numbers were 80,000, the next protest they're 50,000, the next protest they're 20,000, 10,000, 5,000, 1,500. They're destroying freedom nationwide, scientifically, and I hope they enjoy what they've done for their children. It is social engineering. And so I guess the only people they're protesting, you're saying, are Obama, Obama type people.
Yeah, there's definitely some Obama supporters. There's a few people we've spoke to who see past the two-party system. We've been making sure to go to every protest, every action we can, and we're hearing people call for Obama or Romney. We're going around screaming, no, Obama, you know, get rid of the two-party system, break your chains both right and left, trying to get people to think past the two-party paradigm. And that's been our main job here, is to document everything and to bring awareness to the people who maybe see that the Republicans are screwing us over, but the Democrats are part of it as well, and just trying to get them to look past the whole system and to look to the community for more solutions.
So what did these federal goons have to say to you? Any other little points? I mean, they look really satisfied, like they are enjoying frustrating the First Amendment with extreme relish.
Yeah, so as Micah said, they started asking to go through my bag. They asked if they could go through there, and we went back and forth for a few minutes because I told them, if you're going to search my bag anyways, just go ahead and do it, you know, and they said they wanted permission, and I told them no, that I didn't have anything to hide, but I was exercising my Fourth Amendment, and I didn't want them to go through my bag. So we did that for a few minutes, and also our cameraman, Cody, he was filming from across the street, and he came up upon the incident and tried to film that as well.
Yeah, when I came closer, I was actually with Al Jazeera as well, and an NBC representative, and we tried to get closer to see what was happening, and we were quickly told to get away, that we were on federal property, and if we did not, you know, remove ourselves, we would be detained as well.
Yeah, that's right. Wherever they set up these little police states now, everything is a federal event, and then they claim it'll be trespassing to get near their lordships.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had perimeter fences set up all around the city, cops everywhere, bike cops, the Ninja Turtle gear, and we're miles away from the RNC itself, but they're just using it as an excuse to set up this control grid.
And remember, they represent the foreign banks that run the country and brag they've conquered us, who publicly launder the drug money and ship the narcotics in. So that's why they're so tyrannical. They work for big banks that are so evil, drugs aren't enough, they run child kidnapping rings. I mean, let's just remember how evil this government is.
Yeah, well, I did want to point out something that I just recalled, Alex, that right after this incident happened, we stopped at a cafe on the corner, and the Al Jazeera reporters were there, and we went into this restaurant that was attached to the Greyhound station, and they notified us that there was a protester, supposedly a protester, that they saw come out of the gates from behind the perimeter where the cops are and where all the DHS and everything was, and he was inside there. He was wearing a yellow Resist RNC shirt, dressed up like a protester. It was two guys, and so we went back inside and took pictures of them, so it seemed like they might be using, you know, fake protesters, informants, just like we know they do.
No. They're dressing informants up with vulgar signs, dressed up like sexual organs. It's classic operations. I've caught police commanding the fake anarchists before. I mean, they've been caught all over the world doing this. Yeah, they have synthetic protesters for the media to demonize their enemy, freedom, First Amendment.
Definitely. You know, and we just were out there to document everything, Alex. We were, after being questioned and harassed, they let us go, and they basically just threatened us and told us that anything that we film around there, we could be stopped for, and if we don't show ID, we're going to be immediately detained. And we've just been doing our best to get this word out, because as far as we can see, besides the police state, there doesn't seem to have been too many more beatdowns, but as you said, they've scared off a lot of protesters by entrapping.
Well, no, I mean, they've used dark info war or black propaganda against everybody. And so, hey, the banks are now free to destroy the country and destroy their pension funds, and they will. And so all those cops are going to end up living in total squalor, losing their whole future, but they won't care. They'll still have uniforms. So, hey, everything they want, they're now going to get from their mama government. They're very close to releasing all the hell that they planned for us for so long. Now, I want to get to this article, but first I want to get your take on it and any other points you want to make here. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida. On departing the RNC in Tampa yesterday, Ron Paul, his wife, and granddaughter were subjected to harassment by the TSA at a small airport in Clearwater, Florida. Eight TSA goons, this is like 30, 40 miles away from the other Tampa airport, told the Paul entourage they would need to be screened before they could be allowed to leave because Mitt Romney might be nearby, which he wasn't. But just Mitt Romney's nearby, he's 40 miles away, or his lordship. The insinuation was obvious. Paul and his family pose a threat to the GOP presidential candidate. After a protracted examination of Ron Paul's credentials, the agents demanded they be allowed to check the plane for explosives. They're now boarding private planes. They want to shut down private aviation. Where you got your little Cessna out there? It's over. They run things now. I'm going to go back to you here in just a moment. The incident ended after Ron Paul's wife, Carol, who had a pacemaker, refused to be screened by the TSA, and an aide started taking video. Oh, that terrorist thing. The disgraceful incident serves as a vicious parting shot by the establishment. The GOP has constantly sabotaged Paul's campaign, and the corporate media has either ignored the candidate or portrayed him as a radical that had absolutely no chance of winning the nomination despite the huge and unprecedented following and popularity of the American people. In March, we posted details from a report by investigative journalists who discovered documents by GOP insiders to sabotage Paul's campaign and thwart his supporters in the primaries during the convention. The establishment media worked in concert with the GOP to refuse to report on Paul had won the five-state minimum required to be on the ballot for the nomination of the Republican convention. Yeah, he should have ran third party and spoiled it all for him. He got a lot more attention than, you know, his son getting a speaking slot at the whoop-de-doo RNC with a bunch of corpses, you know, a bunch of self-propelled stomachs and living dead, mindless fake neocons that think that the Republicans are going to save him. What a joke. In addition to revealing the links of the establishment and its lapdog media will go to harass, discredit a candidate they consider dangerously unacceptable, the incident underscores the determination of the Total Sexual Assault Unit, known as TSA, to move into smaller airports despite an effort earlier this year by Republican lawmakers to expedite the implementation of a program that would allow airports to opt out of the federal screening. Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, and senator from Kentucky, was detained last year by the TSA in Nashville. Following the incident, Rand issued a press release, and it just goes on. Ron Paul has told us on this show, as a link to it, that he was also molested by the TSA. And it just goes on to break it all down. What do you guys make of that now? We've got to search you for explosives. Mitt Romney may be nearby in Clearwater Airport, 35, 40 miles away.
It's deplorable. It sounds like just a tactic to harass Dr. Paul and make his, you know, day a little bit more cumbersome. And I think it's ridiculous they're not going to search Mitt Romney to make sure that he's not trying to cheat Dr. Paul out of his due winnings or something.
Well, I mean, you know, Mitt Romney's got his money offshore, pays almost no taxes, but he's lower level. He only pays 17% when middle class pays around 40%. And so, the real elites pay zero tax. So someday Mitt Romney will be at that level.
Yeah, he hopes to be, but I think that most of us realize that Mitt Romney is just another puppet. He's a useful idiot. He's being used. So I think he's being used to bring Obama in so that Obama can seal the deal in the next 4 years, like you said, and bring in whatever their plan is. But the TSA searching Ron Paul, we saw the TSA on the streets. We saw the TSA in the Greyhound going into the RNC, as you guys have mentioned, at Paul Ryan's event. And they're spreading. You know, they're spreading to Metro. They're spreading to the Greyhound, to the train stations, football games.
And hey, football games. But let's remember, this is a group who, on record, they do background checks to hire criminals. It's confirmed. And if you're a convicted or defrocked priest, you become the head of major cities like Philadelphia Airport. I mean, this is a Stalinistic brigade of criminals. I mean, it's unbelievable that they're criminals, so they're the people that say Ron Paul isn't good. The criminals go after the congressman who's a household name. He can't be trusted, but they, as felons, can.
Yeah, exactly. They expose themselves because they have to lie, they have to cheat, and they have to steal in order to win. And people like Ron Paul and others who stand for liberty and stand for freedom, they don't have to lie. We don't have to cheat. We're already doing what's right, and they know that, so they have to attack us.
All right, we only got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I'm going to come back and hit some final news. But, gentlemen, any other points you'd like to make? Your full videos are at our article, TSA Takes Over Bus Stations in Tampa, DHS Agents threaten journalists. That's up there right now. But TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife. It's all up there. It's also in your article, HoustonFreethinkers.com. Any other closing quick comments?
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say thank you for having us on to talk about this. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to be heading next to New York for 9/11 to do some coverage of the police state and the 11th anniversary of that. We're also fighting Floyd in Houston. So we're going to continue to make sure that Houston stays free and that Texas stays free. So thanks for talking with us.
Please don't thank me. Thank you for being out there on the front lines in a country where things are getting very, very dark, very, very scary. Nightfall is happening. I mean, classical signs of hardcore evil are upon us. And so please don't thank me. I want to thank you. If we don't all stand up and say no and let these people know we're not their slaves, they're going to take over. Look at how you've driven them out of Houston for now with their criminal activity. We've got to drive the banker occupiers out everywhere. They are collaborators for the bankers that have bragged that they've captured our country. I mean, the police aren't bad on average, but when they act like this, federal or local, they are aiding the criminal, narcotic, trafficking, murdering banks.
Definitely, Alex. We'll see you soon. We'll be out there on the front lines.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good job. And, folks, I'll say this. You know, that isn't hyperbole. I mean, the big mega banks launder the money, run the drug aircraft, grow the opium, run the white slavery. I mean, we are in the hands of global ruthless banks who are eugenicists that say they want to spike our food and water to kill us. They're publicly proposing it because they're already doing it. Now they admit it. Reality is off the charts insane. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
All right, it's the final segment of this hour, and I know I'm ranting, But if you're like going, oh, yeah, the government runs child kidnapping rings, just type in NATO, UN, child sex slavery, or white slavery, or Pentagon contractors. It's all protected, just like Fast and Furious. It's only the tip of the iceberg. All of it. I mean, this is a criminal enterprise. The criminals want to be able to rob us and not get in trouble. That's what tyranny is. And it's here. I mean, it's here. The government sanctioned torture, including of children, in front of their parents. Not with real terrorists. They run Al-Qaeda. We're in trouble. And they get these childlike minds, dress them up in black uniforms, the bureaucrats, they got the neighbors spying on each other, and there's no real terrorists. There never was. So now they're like, it's the gun owners, it's the libertarians. And then those are the very people, a lot of them, the conservatives are like, good, law and order, arrest everyone. Okay, well, it's going to be you. Yeah, there's the Department of State, stop human trafficking, sexual exploitation, and abuse by international peacekeepers. And there they are. Oh, yeah, you're stopping it. You're running it. I mean, they're abusing the men that work at the Department of Justice, the women are, that rule it. What do you think they do to little kids? These are demons. Who wants tyranny? These people. And it's a lot deeper than Obama. Corruption is racing through our body like a staph infection, like metastasizing cancer. Some of the articles, big breaking news. Operation Mockingbird 2012, New York Times writer leaked story critical of Obama to CIA. Bullets, false flags, and biological warfare. What is the U.S. government planning? Powerful article. Billboards warning of martial law go up in Florida. Groupon offers hugely successful multi-state concealed carry permit. Clash. Don Salazar wrote that. RNC protest vastly outnumbered by cops. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. We need to get that article out and stand with these people fighting this. That's where it's at. Not about security. It's about acclimation of the new prison cashless beast system. Where are your churches saying no to this? They're just like, praise God, we'll be teleported out of here soon. I declare. It's all up there right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, Bill Gates funds anti-vaccine surveillance. He wants to know if you're putting them down. Alert system and on-demand vaccine delivery via low-cost unmanned aerial vehicles. That's right. I should have got to this. That should be a top story. Bill Gates wants drones to deliver the vaccine, like the anti-anxiety stress vaccine, where you're never upset again. How many hundreds of times did I say the drones will spray it and you'll wake up with a headache but not be able to ever get upset again? There'll be no more pain soon. Oh, you don't want the fluoride? We have something else, Bill Gates. In fact, that's Cryptone.com. I'm going to get Kurt to post this. He's got the documents. Links to it right there. Isn't that sweet? Unmanned aerial vehicles can be deployed and flown by cell phone to transport vaccines to rural locations. That's Bill Gates' quote. That's MIT and Harvard Division of Health Sciences. Pure hell. Oh, it's all for our security. Sure it is. Sure it is. Bin Laden's in your pants. They got to check there. No, they got to break your will. Don't forget to support us. We're now carrying Interfood, storable organic foods, and all the Interfood products discounted at InfoWarsShop.com. We've got the Modafinilin discounted with free citizen rule books, the best seaweed out there at InfoWarsShop.com. And we've got the Pollen Burst Plus with My Ugly Mug on the cover at InfoWarsHealth.com. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all of it discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. Check it out today and support us. And take all the shots, too, because the government wants you to be well and drink your fluoride, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write
and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.